Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hornets.
You're listening to the man who's received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and especially when we get a chance to have our good friend Pam Harper back on the show. Pam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now about 7 years. She is the founder and founding partner and the CEO of Business Advancement. She's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock, and she wants to help you and me get better and develop ourselves as professional CEOs in 2014. Pam Harper, welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be back, Jim.
Always a pleasure to have you back. So, as you probably know, Pam, I've been on one of my missions to get small business owners to really think of themselves as the CEOs of their business, and that means become more sophisticated, more professional, to take more time to think about vision and about strategy, and just a little bit less staying focused on the, you know, the weeds. Get out of the weeds a little bit. You still got to manage and make payroll and manage the cash. You still got to do that stuff, but carve out some time to be a little more of a CEO. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think that it's one of the things that's very easy to overlook, you know, when you're swamped and day in and day out, and if you don't have a large staff, and even when you do, I'll tell you, it's very important to be thinking both strategically as well as getting things done. And they are not opposed to each other. They are absolutely all related. And one of the things that we've been looking at, especially, as you know, Jim, is trends as far as what it takes to accelerate to that next level of growth, which is what so many people want to do.
Right.
And what we found is that for 2014 and even beyond, one of the things we're seeing small businesses being most focused on is partnering.
Right.
Partnering with other companies. And we've talked about it before, but I think I'm seeing the drum beating louder.
Well, you know, as you know, Pam, in 97, 98, when I first started doing my show, I started telling my audience, in the 21st century, you're going to need to be able to do three things better than you do now. You're going to have to get better at technology, you're going to have to get better at networking, and you're going to have to get better at building strategic alliances. Now, I want you to tell the audience what's the difference between a partnering like you're talking about, and you don't necessarily mean legal entity partnering.
No,
because of that, what's the difference in what you the way you call partnering? What you call partnering and strategic alliance?
Well, I think strategic alliance is a very particular type of partnering. It can be very loose, or it can be highly legal in its arrangement. But partnering, I'm taking in a very loose way, which is to say that it's the objective of this relationship is to focus on what each party does best. And you're sharing financial and other resources, being very clear about what each entity does and what each participant does. And there's a lot of mutuality in it.
You're aggregating capability, aren't you?
I am. It's capability, but it's so many things. For instance, there are partnerings that are based on co-developing products and services.
Right.
We see them all the time, you know, where there's some special offering, especially right now during Thanksgiving and the holiday season. You're seeing stores that are partnering with manufacturers to offer, you know, special awards. And so that's one example. Co-marketing is what I'm really talking about there.
You can create exclusive things. You can create things that only exist when these two companies come together, and the two coming together adds value to the customers. You can't get that anywhere else.
That's right. You really are focused on really looking at what we each do best. And I think that that's one of the misconceptions about partnering that's out there, Jim, is that we tend to say, well, I'm a partner with you, but you may not think you're a partner with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's one of these things and that I'm seeing more and more.
And that's one thing I want to, as we go to a break, I want to point out, folks, I've had partners like you're talking about, Pam, where they wanted me to be their partner, but they didn't want to be my partner. And so you gotta make sure you have everything spelled out and everybody understands what the rules are. And we're gonna get Pam to help us with that after these messages. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our good friend Pam Harper.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.